on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
29 to 11, and Dave Carlson's with us. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. Hope you had a great weekend. The Mighty Dragons got up in the rugby league and the Greyhound action has been absolutely wonderful.
You'll have a truckload for us this morning.
Indeed. A stellar week in chasing. The Nationals run and won in Brisbane. The Blacktop final at the Gardens in Newcastle. Some terrific heats of the Big Dean Industrial Maiden Series at Dapto. And, of course, my mate from the catching pen, James Vandermeer, calling the Cranbourne Classic final in Victoria on Saturday night with Zara's entity for Kel Greeno taking it out. Now, on today's show, I'm going to be joined shortly by Tony Brett, trainer of National Sprint Champion Jury. Robert Britton's coming along, the conditioner of National Distance Champion Fanta Bale. Jason McKay's joining us. He's outstanding chaser. Mr. Twister led all the way in the Blacktop at the Gardens on Friday night. And Sydney trainer Sean Evans, who produced Rockstar Kobe to a thrilling victory in the Dapto Maiden Heats. First up, it's champion Queensland trainer Tony Brett, who's just about to hop on a plane from Brisbane to Townsville. Tony, congratulations on Jury's win in the National Sprint Final at Albion Park. A 5.55 run to the first turn and 29.88 overall in a Group 1. He was just unleadable.
Yeah, mate, it was. He sort of had to run those sections to win the race, and we... Mate, if you can plan on what you want your dog to do and train him to go that way, and that was our goal for the week. And, mate, yeah, very hard to beat when you're running those sections.
Tony, were you concerned at all when you had race favourite Aston DB from the 8 on his hammer when you were passing the catching pen?
Oh, mate, I'm always concerned till about the finish line. yeah, you always worry because you just never know. I mean, you know, they're super dogs chasing you but mate, there's an old saying, you make your own luck in front, and that's what he did, and mate, to his credit, he held off the good dog, so I just couldn't be prouder.
Tony, you ran quick time too in the heats, which turned out to be a remarkable 7 days, considering he hadn't been back that long from injury and hadn't had the 500 starts prior to the series.
No, Dave, he tore a hip support about 4 months ago, and so we fixed that up, and it took a while. So he'd had sort of, 3.5 months off, and I give him a 4.31 at Ipswich in a comeback race, and it wasn't a bad run. The 4.31 doesn't really suit him, but the run was all right. And then we made the decision to put him in the national heats, and we undernarred, but mate, he come through that, and he ran a really nice race in the heats, and then when he came out and won the Queensland final in his best time that he's ever run there, mate, I thought, yeah, we're in this up to our ears. And mate, to his credit, he's kept improving, and the bit of time off might have been a blessing in disguise, and he's racing full of enthusiasm and doing everything right.
Just how much better can Jury get, Tony? He already has a Group 1, and he's only had 19 starts.
Yeah, he has, Dave. And, mate, I spruced him about 7 or 8 months ago. He ran a really nice fourth in the Ipswich Cup final up here, 9:30 talks, and tapped on Ferrari. And, mate, at that time, he was only about 18 months old, so the run was just full of sort of watch me in the future. And so, like I said, just with a bit of age behind him and the bit of time he's had, mate, he's just come to hand really nicely. And I don't know if there's much more improvement in him. He should just get better with racing because, like I said, he hasn't had many starts. And with a Group 1 to your name, I'm not complaining. But if he keeps jumping and he's nice and strong, it's a good combination.
When I spoke to you post-race, you said you weren't too sure at that stage of where Jury will go next. Have you decided on anything since then?
No, mate, I really, to be honest, I haven't. No, we've just got over the weekend, and as I said, Jury will just have he'll have a few days off now, pretty light work, and then I'll sit down probably while I'm up here for a couple of days with a bit of time on my hands, and I can... sit down and just sort of map out what might work out for him. We tossed up whether to send him to Melbourne maybe for a trial in the Speedstar, but same thing, mate. You're running up against some superstar dogs and two dog races on their home track, so it's a tough gig. So we sort of, that was the first thing, and mate, the Adelaide Cup's coming up, and it's the type of race that could suit him too. So it's just a matter of sitting down and seeing it all out.
Well, it was your birthday weekend too, Tony, so the icing on the cake must have been sweet indeed.
Oh, mate, it was just a great week, yeah. The national dinner, and that was my birthday night, and then to top that off on Friday night, and to win the spring final on your home track, and, mate, probably the biggest crowd I've seen at Albion Park for as long as I can remember. It was just it was a great honour and just a fantastic week for us, and... mate, it's always good when you're surrounded by friends and family when you win these. So on your home turf, it's more important than ever, yeah. So, it's been a great week.
And, Tony, how does his win at the highest level compare to some of the other great chasers you've had? I mean, the likes of the great Bogey Lee, Black Enforcer, Regal Lauren, and, of course, Glenn Gallen.
Yeah, mate, same. It's sort of, like I said, it had a different feel in the Nationals. It's a funny sort of race, even though it doesn't always draw the best of the best of the best because, mate, yeah, just with different states, things can happen. So, but it carries a lot of prestige with it, and, mate, there's nothing like being parochial for your home state. So, no, mate, it was up there with the top of them, that's for sure. And like I said, it's always special when you win them on your home track, and... I mean, we won the Group 1 with Fast Times only a couple of months ago, but it was a different sort of win again on Thursday night, just to have your backing of... You normally have your own crew that supports your own dog, but on Thursday night, to hear the whole grandstand just roaring for the Queensland dog, mate, it gives me goosebumps. It was very emotional.
Well, Tony, you're about to hop on a plane to head to Townsville. Let's look ahead now to tomorrow night's heats of the Townsville Cup. You've got three greyhounds entered. Tell us how you rate last start winner Zabdon Ferrari's chances from box four in the first heat.
Yeah, mate, he's the current. He won the Townsville Cup this time last year and broke the track record in doing so. And... he's been one of those dogs we've had a little bit of trouble with over time. He's a few injuries and same thing, just lacking a bit of confidence coming back. And he ran second in the Rockhampton Cup and then last start he put his best foot forward over the 4:31 at Ipswich, running really fast times. So, mate, I'm expecting him to go really well. Box four, he's normally a good beginner and up here, if you can get out and go, it's a quarter start, so you need to begin well. And, mate, yeah, I give him a massive chance.
In the third heat, Tony, Split Image is going to jump from the seven.
Yeah, the seven's not a worry for her, though. She doesn't mind it sort of drawn out wide. She won the one Rocky Cup three starts back from box eight, and she's been racing really nicely, mate. We're actually going to retire after the Townsville Cup, so it'd be nice to see her go out in a big way, and she's been a fantastic dog for us, and like I said, she enjoys going away and the whole change of scenery, and so I expect her to go well in her heat as well, and be a nice retirement for her if she can knock off the final in 2 weeks' time.
Indeed, yeah. Owner George Carew is going to put it to Barsha Bale. And Tony, in the fourth and final heat, Opal Nera has the one at his Townsville debut after finishing third de jure in the Queensland State Final.
Yeah, Dave, and the one box for him is really good. He's a good beginner, and box one in Townsville, if he jumps, a huge advantage. The only trouble is he didn't get the chance to see the track, of course, because the state heats and final run into the heats this week. He hasn't been up there for a trial, so you never sort of know. But mate, he went to the Meadows without a look, and went really well. So I'm expecting him to race really well. And like I said, George Carew's owned him as well, so it's sort of an end of an era with Split Image, and this fella's just stepped up really nicely. He's a lovely dog.
Yeah, let's certainly hope that Opal Nera can run up to that great effort in the maturity semis. And Tony, Congratulations again on the win in the Nationals with Jury. You're a great bloke. Everyone loves you. Queensland, you did your home state proud, and all the very, very best in Townsville. And thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Always a pleasure, Dave, mate. Appreciate the support. And like I said, you're only as good as the people around you. And, mate, I've got a good crew up here, and it makes my job a lot easier.
There was Tony Brett. Our next guest, we're heading to Victoria. And I'm talking about Robert Britton, trainer of the winner of the National Distance Final at Albion Park on Friday night, the prolific Group 1 champ, Fanta Bale, who took out the Australian Greyhound of the Year award the night before. And Rob is on the line. Rob, you are also awarded the Trainer of the Year gong in an amazing 24 hours for you.
Certainly was, Dave. It was the... It was awards and winners and, you know, like things that you might be in the game for 30, 40 years that don't always come along. But I guess I did it, most of it, all on the back of Fanta Bale, I guess, because to take her away, the other things wouldn't happen.
Fanta Bale, Rob, led all the way from box one in the National Distance Decider, clocking 41-71, defeating fellow Victorian Burn One Down, who produced his customary late charge. Rob, Fanta Bale, she was outstanding on Friday night, and wow, does she love the red rug, which she's worn 7 times for 6 wins.
Yeah, look, even from other boxes, Dave, her record is really, really stands up. You know, I think it's 28 wins out of 43 starts or something. But so... I think I'm not even particularly worried about boxes with her now, because she seems to find the front, you know, from any box, but especially over the distance. But look, certainly you don't give up the red if you get it, so it was very good.
Rob, you gave her a 500 trial in Melbourne in the lead up to the final. How much did that sharpen her up?
Oh, I think she went into this race very fresh. I was a little bit concerned she may have been a little bit underdone. But that trial said enough to me that on a Wednesday at Sandown, very few dogs break 29.50. So I knew she was going okay at that point.
In a repeat of her Albion Park Gold Cup win in June, Fanta Bale pinged the lids. And look, Rob, she got even stronger down the back. Were you concerned at any stage in the run?
Look, when the quality of the field, and with Burn One Down being such a super, and especially not only him, there's two or three others, Ebby Ripper, that can rock at home. And I didn't know where they were, but I knew that they'd be putting in the big strides at the end. So certainly on the home turn, I started to look to see what was coming. But look, I think conditions were great for us on the night. As I said, we had the red, we've led, there wasn't a breath of wind, and I think it was just perfect for her being a front-running type.
Fanta Bale has now won 6 Group 1s, including 5 this year, and over the sprint, the middle and the staying distances. She's closing in on $1 million in prize money. Just had a look back at her record earlier on this morning, Robert. You must have known you had something special when she won 7 of her first 8 starts.
Yeah, look, in those days, I knew she was special. I think her first maiden was 29.36 or 7 at Sandown, and even before that, she trialled very quick. But I knew she didn't have the what you call the absolute breakneck first split to match it with the sprinters at elite level, which, you know, she's proven that wrong in some respects. But I was really hoping she could stay, because I thought if she could, she would be something special, and that's how it's turned out.
How much prouder does it make you, Rob, that you purchased her damn You See Me Typhoon in the USA and brought it to Australia?
Oh, yeah, look, it's been a great ride. It's a, you know, I've been going over there. We've purchased plenty of failures too along the way, but honestly, to purchase the mother and have get a pup like that, it's a big effort to bring them back to, and not everything's always plain sailing, but, you know, this has been a bit of a dream come true, really, because a lot of people have sort of said the American dogs aren't as good. And I've said, well, there's a few that might prove that wrong. And I think she's proved that wrong.
Yeah, she's by David Bale, who, of course, now stands in Ireland. But fan of Bale, Rob, she just puts in week after week, month after month. How's she pulled up, and what's your next mission for her?
Actually, I'm really happy the way she's pulled up, because she was a little bit dehydrated in Brisbane, and I had a little concern, but she had a tough trip home yesterday, and I can't believe it. She's bouncing this morning and looks really well, so I'm happy about that. I'm making up my mind today whether I come to Sydney next Saturday night. I quite honestly, I don't feel like coming, but I do feel in one respect she may need to go out of those 700 boxes there because she had a couple of 500s there out, off wide boxes and got into trouble. I just feel that I'd like to see her find the front there and learn a bit about that place for the races coming up. So at this stage, it looks like Sydney, but I'll make up my mind later today.
Okay, Rob. Of course, the chairman's for the stayers and the Bob Payne for the sprinters. It's going to be a big night Saturday night and the next few Saturday nights at Wentworth Park. Now, Rob, let's go to another chaser in your kennel. You've got a smart young dog named Not Available, a son of Barsha Bale and Lock and Var Vogue. He won at the Meadows on Saturday night to make it 5 from 7 and has clocked 29 and 40 at Sandown. He looks like a pretty exciting prospect.
Yeah, look, I'm not certain how far he go, but he hasn't put a foot wrong. I think his last three wins all been the best of the night, so he can't do much better than that. I actually, just before he got on the phone, I just got a bit dirty. I looked at the fields, and he's gone from basically last time winning a Grade 6 final into the free-for-all this week. So anyway, that's what happens when you win really well. But he's going to quickly find the best dog, so that's what we'll find out how good he is. But at this stage, he hasn't put a foot wrong.
Any other up-and-coming dogs from your kennel we should be keeping an eye on?
We've got one nice Fernando Bale pup of, called Fernando Express that's had 2 for 2. He's a lovely dog as well, and I'd like to think, Michael Ivers bred him up there, and you know when you're getting dogs off Michael's line that there's always some ability there somewhere, and this bloke's no exception.
Well, Rob, all the best going forward. We may see Fanta Bale Saturday night at Weddy, and congratulations again on your award, Trainer of the Year, Fanta Bale, Australian Greyhound of the Year, and, of course, the victory in the National Distance Decider. As always, thanks for giving us your time, Rob.
Good on you, Dave. All the best.
Robbie Britton there. Okay. Well, Friday night was a really big night with the Gardens in Newcastle hosting the Group 2 Blacktop. And it was Caulfield's trainer Jason McKay that came up trumps, with Mr. Twister leading all the way from box 6 in a slick 29 and 44. Jason's on the line. Jace, his first split of 4 and 93 set up a brilliant victory. That's the third time in a row he's broken 5 seconds to the first mark at the Gardens.
Yeah, Dave, that's true too, mate. That's big races this day and age is to get the start correct and run a fast first split that puts you in a good position. He's becoming pretty good at it this day and age, Dave, which is great.
When he when he had to move out to the sixth box in the final, were you confident at all? Did you think he could ping the way he did?
Dave's been a while now. When he was young, he'd won a shift left. That's where they go when you know they chase anyway, but he seemed to a lot more tractable these days. He's seasoned now. He's been around a little bit. He's used to the bad boxes. So I thought, it probably wouldn't matter. I wasn't concerned at all. I'm under the six, as long as he's got the start right. That's out there now.
Yeah, I was at Albion Park, of course, and I spoke to Jason, Jason Thompson. He and Shona had the runner-up Aquachita, and Jason said he knew he couldn't run you down. Were you as confident coming off the back?
Well, it went a lot in it. You've got to take in the credit for him, Aquachita. He's in his second look at the track where Mr. Twister's at 66 and plenty of pre-training and goals. So Aquachita's won the Adelaide Cup and he's also made the East Street. So I think he stacked up a stack of wins in Victoria. So, Dave, I'll be honest, it wouldn't matter if it's Aquachita or whoever. If Mr. Twister leads in that last 200 to go, there's probably only a dog in training that could run him down over 500. He's super strong at that end too. So the second dog's run was real good. Don't worry about that.
Jason, Mr. Twister added the black top to his Group 1 Peter Mossman victory and, of course, his Richmond Riches win. His prize money's now over $300,000, which definitely vindicates just how good value the Richmond auction is.
Oh, exactly right, David. It's the hottest sort of big money race around, provincial race. The Richmond auction is sensational, tell the truth, and especially for the owners of this dog. For years and years, Dave, they went unnoticed, Luke Murray and his syndicate. They put plenty of money in, and a lot of the dogs that over the years sort of never lived up to that fight and got to the next level. They just sort of made a couple of changes and brought a couple from there, and they found their way to my place. So I'm just 20 and then put this one together. You know, it looks like a little proof dog, mate. So great for the owners, mate. They're a real great bunch of blokes. And all they ever do is say thanks. And, you know, just proof it can keep going on.
Mr. Twister, of course, ran a top second to Beacon Street in the New South Wales National State Final 3 runs back. Jace, are you taking him back to Wendy for the Big Bob Payne Series, which starts this Saturday night?
Yeah, Dave, we've got a few for that for sure. We'll have a look and see what the draw's coming up and see where we posse up, you know. But no, he goes real good at Wendy too. He loves it there, likes the garden, so pulled up super after the run. He's given a bit of cheek there this morning, so took no ill effect on that run. We'll just and everything's good. We'll just have a look what's around, mate.
That's good. Well, back in June, he clocked 29 at 66 at Wendy, followed it up by 29 and 71 the week after. And he's won from every box except seven. And he doesn't turn three until January, so he's got plenty of wins left in him still, Jace.
Yeah, David, he stays sound and keeps doing what he's doing with that beginning. He's just going to put himself in a lot of these races because he's going to be out of the traffic. You know? He's going to be taking turns with the other leaders and that's going to put him in good stead. But where he is now, he's got 12 months ahead of him now at a high level and all the old plates and the pretty plates are gone. So it's up to him now. It looks good for him in the future, mate, yeah.
Chase, just quickly, let's talk about another young chaser in your kennel, Zipping Caitlin. She's banked a cheque at all of a 5 run. She was placed at Wendy on Saturday night. She's not 2 yet, the daughter of Magambo and Crafty Lady. She looks pretty promising.
Dave, just a hiccup with her in the sprints to 5:20. She lacks that initial section, that pace. It's fair enough beginner, but she just lacks genuine early pace for the first split. A lot of times she's going to find the wrong position at the first corner, but her mother, Crafty Lady, could certainly run 7:20. Again, but it won't hurt you sprint-wise as a sire. So there's a fair few in this bit. They all look destined to get over more ground, mate. So I'll probably give Zip and Caitlin one more sprint and I'll shut my eyes at the first corner, but very soon now we'll step her up and get some kilometres wise and some 600 more and see what happens from there, Dave.
Well, mate, there's no smarter judge than you, Jace, and I just want to congratulate you again on Mr. Twister. I was cheering at home watching on the television at Albion Park. Congratulations again on another group victory, and as always, thanks for giving us your time, Jace.
Dave, thanks very much, mate. You're doing a good job. I'll talk to you soon.
Good on you. Thanks, Jason. Jason McKay there. Well, last Thursday night, 4 semi-finals of the Group 3 Dapto Maiden Series were run, with Maggie Marvel for Michelle Shambler a winner, Fiery Crash for Gary Edwards saluting, the Donna Campbell-trained Timely Money scoring a top 29 and 94 win, and Rockstar Kobe for Sean Evans coming from an impossible position to score in 30.05, defeating Ben Hur by a length and a quarter. It's time to head to southwestern Sydney now to the Oaks and the kennels of Sean Evans. Sean is on the line. Sean, Rockstar Kobe, in the short career, he's been a moderate beginner. When he came out last from box 2, did you give him any chance in the semi?
Well, he's always shown a lot of strength in his 5 or so starts that he's had so far, so I was hopeful, but he did come from a long way off the pace.
It was about a $12 or $14 shot. Did you have a little bit of that yourself?
Yeah, I took a piece of that, so I thought he was over the odds.
What about your co-owner of the dog? He's a good bloke too, Chrissy Nutt, the lunatic Parramatta Eels fan in the NRL. I'm sure Nutty would have had a bit of a go at it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had a little bit on it as well.
Okay. Has it been a pest all weekend with Rockstar Kobe and the Eels?
We're both Eels fans, so he's not a pest at all.
I was waiting for that. You and your partner, Kayla Jane Coleman, I'm sure you guys are going to have, apart from the dogs, you're going to have plenty to talk about with her being a big Roosters fan in the semi-finals coming up.
Yeah, there's a good little rivalry happening there, I think. Over the next month or so.
Yeah. Look, let's get back to this Thursday night's final, maiden final at Dapto. You're in the one. Maximum Drive draws 2. Pirates Curse 3. Ben Hur 4. Off the Leash 5. Timely Money 6. Maggie Marvel 7. Fiery Crash 8. Reserves Ask King Jeff and Velocity Karina. If he doesn't ping again from the one in the final, Sean, you'll no doubt be hoping for the happy birthday run, the Bradbury run at that tight first turn.
Yeah, there seems to be a lot of speed in the race, so might be a blessing that he misses the start and just misses all that and smokes his pipe and just cruises on by him down the back.
Well, Sean, apart from one start at Goulburn, you've restricted his career to Dapto. He looks to me like the kind of dog who'd be suited to bigger tracks like Maitland and even Sandown in Melbourne.
Yeah, well, we'll probably head to Richmond after here and start going through the grades with him.
Yeah, well, Richmond's another track which really would suit his racing style. Have you been working on his boxing manners?
We will be this week at some stage.
Okay. Well, Rockstar Kobe, it's from a really nice litter, Sean, being by my bro Fabio out of Midnight Quest. You and Chris Nutt also own the litter sister Rockstar Stratus. I put Rockstar Stratus as a greyhound to follow on the catching pen last week, and Rockstar Stratus was very impressive at Richmond two runs back. So you guys should be set for some fantastic fun with Stratus and Kobe.
Yeah, the litter's going extremely well, and Stratus looks like she's a star in the making. Just got to probably aim for some of the age races with her in the towards the end of the year.
Okay. Let's get on to your ultra-smart race bitch star, Tirana, now a brood bitch. She last raced in, I think it was April. What's the latest with star Tirana, Sean?
Yeah, she's been retired. She hurt her toe at Wenny.
Okay.
And we're just waiting for her to come on season and the owner's got a straw to Magic Sprite for her.
Okay, so Magic Sprite star Tirana. Just thinking about that, I think the litter could be quite valuable.
Yes, they should have. They should be worth a pretty penny.
Now let's get on to your partner, Kayla Jane Coleman. Just one greyhound I want to speak about, but she's having stacks of success as a conditioner. What about Where Art Thou? The greyhound's in form. Next start, chasing a hat trick.
Yep, she'll be going for the Bob Payne next Saturday night. Just kept her fresh. Didn't get racer this week. She pulled up a bit flat after last week at Wenny. So we just kept her fresh and hopefully she can keep doing what she's doing.
Well, she's from a good greyhound family. Her mum, Debbie Coleman, certainly no stranger to training winners. So Kayla's doing really well. And, of course, Where Art Thou is a greyhound with plenty of upside, but also in the breeding ranks, Kayla must be delighted with Amnesia, certainly throwing some nice dogs that we've seen.
Yeah, she's got a litter of 9, I think, to Kinglock Bray down in the pup yard, so you're looking forward to breaking them in. They're nice-looking animals.
And your facilities at the Oaks are first class, the former Wheeler kennels, and you've got an absolute replica of Wentworth Park to be able to trial the dogs on privately.
Yeah, that's where we do all our breaking in down there for other people and that.
What an advantage to have that.
Yeah, it's pretty handy just driving down the back instead of heading into town.
Yeah, indeed. Well, look, I wish you all the best in the Dapto final with Rockstar Kobe and the rest of the litter and every other greyhound that you've got, Sean, to you and Chris and Kayla Jane, all the best. And thanks very much for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Thanks, Dave.
Sean Evans from the Oaks in southwestern Sydney. That wraps up another Going Greyhounds here, Cozzy. Tomorrow evening, 6:30, Sky Racing 2, right after In the Gig. Make sure you join us for the catching pen with my co-host, James Vandermeer.
All right, good on you, Dave. Have a top day.
Cheers, Sean.